7:30 is the time. In the news, the central bank governor has announced an $80,000 contribution to the National Cultural Foundation, an increase of 40%. The Attorney General says violent crimes are costing government a substantial amount of money. And a young Democrat has raised issue with the child protection bill, stressing it will increase the workload at the magistrate's court. A former senior fire officer disagrees with the fire service's decision to move away from Bridgetown. A militia leader sentenced to 18 years for capital riot. In the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News, I am Maurice Norville. Stay tuned for the details. Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge has announced that the Central Bank has increased its support to the National Cultural Foundation by 45%. Dr. Greenidge stated the Central Bank's financial contribution will increase from $55,000 to $80,000. He gave remarks during the Cropover exhibition at the Queen's Park Gallery last night.
This increase and our lengthy partnership on this expo over 30 years signify our commitment to the festival and to our support for the arts in Barbados. It also highlights our interest in and support for our communities outside of our core business. I am proud of this practice and philosophy, and I intend to continue and solidify this legacy of support for the arts and the artists.
Dr. Greenidge expressed his support to government's thrust to make the Queen's Park Gallery a hub for creativity in Barbados.
I see space for the bank to work with the NCF to support this strategy. We can explore how we can host creative ventures that utilize this gallery and incorporate the Frank Collymore Hall, the Courtney Blackman Grand Salle, the Exchange Interactive Center for annual joint ventures. These are opportunities to continue to strengthen our 30-year bond.
Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge. The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, reports that violent crimes are costing government a significant amount of money. His comments came during the start of a two-day symposium on crime prevention put on by the University of the West Indies Center for Criminal Justice and Security and Carry Secure.
The cost of violent crime is really creating a problem for our economies. For the first time, we've had to budget $130 million for the Barbados Police Service. That's the highest budgetary allocation ever in the history of Barbados. And it wasn't because we wanted police officers to work in better conditions. It wasn't because we wanted them to drive nicer vehicles as they patrol. It was precisely because there's a need for us to tighten the screws on violent crime. And therefore, we had to increase resources. We've had to increase resources in terms of our judiciary. There are only two judges doing criminal. We've had to increase that number. We went first to 5. We've now had to go to 8. We are having to spend more money, more resources that could have been going to social care, to our schools. We are diverting resources from those agencies.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Meantime, Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the UWYK Phil Campus, Professor Clive Landis, believes the symposium is important to finding practical solutions to the crime situation.
This symposium has an actionable, clear goal to help find tangible solutions to the problem of crime. This symposium is deliberately looking at the crime problem through a different lens from the usual crime and punishment perspective. Instead of ruminating on the types of punishments that can be issued for crimes that have already taken place, we are seeking to identify practical, focused, and affordable interventions that as a society we can implement to prevent crime before it happens.
Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the UWYK Phil Campus, Professor Clive Landis. Well, attorney at law and young Democrat Tyra Trotman is concerned about the increased workload that the Child Protection Bill could have on magistrates' courts, referring to the reported backlog of over 16,000 cases in the magistrates' courts. Ms. Trotman questions why government will put legislation in place that will add further strain on the court system. And she was speaking during a Democratic Labour Party online discussion on child protection.
The legislation which says the cases or the reports that fall under here, which then turn into criminal matters, will be dealt with at the magisterial level. I just attended a criminal law symposium not too long ago, and there it was reported that there is a backlog of 16,000 cases right now at the magistrate courts, and this is only criminal law cases. This does not encompass the civil side of things. This does not encompass the ongoing active new cases that come in every single day. So where you have a backlog of 16,000 cases, and clearly the magistrates are stakeholders of this legislation because they're the ones you've put in charge to handle these charges. You're going to put more work on them, really?
Attorney at law and Young Democrat Tyra Trotman. A former senior officer with the Barbados Fire Service disagrees with the decision to move the fire service headquarters out of central Bridgetown. Retired Divisional Officer Errol Gaskin explains why he thinks that's a bad move.
How can the city of Bridgetown be covered when the scientific behavior of fire state that a fire will reach full growth potential, which means that the heat in that building is enough to cause everything to explode within 3 minutes after it has been started, and you have had standard operating procedures which stated that a fire officer must dress before he joins the appliance to respond to the fire. From the point he must dress before he responds from the point, that's 1 minute, and then the control attendant must check back the call to make sure the call is genuine, which is 2 minutes. And by the time the fire is reported, that has been 5 minutes. But yet, they can drive from the point into Bridgetown to be effective enough to stop fire spread within 3 minutes.
Retired Divisional Officer Errol Gaskin. And local IT consultant Stephen Williams is concerned that artificial intelligence is having a negative effect on the teaching and learning process. Speaking during a virtual discussion on artificial intelligence hosted by the Barbados Coalition of Service Industries yesterday, Mr. Williams explained that the problem caused by new AI tools is one that is being experienced globally.
The interest with artificial intelligence is that it has been so rapid. We all are experiencing at different levels some similar issues. Students are becoming over-reliant on AI tools to do everything from their homework and solve problems. And whereas that may seem to be a positive thing, you could get more work done. The fact is the learning aspect of it may be eroded, right? So therefore it's impacting their critical thinking and problem solving skills because they're over-reliant on AI.
He also expressed concern over some ethical implications.
AI institutions are being faced with things such as taking videos or pictures, I should say, and then using people's intellectual property to actually create output based on initial people's efforts. So to, for example, from Picasso to other modern artists, their works are being plagiarized even by the AI themselves. These tools are impacting what we put out as our work.
Local IT consultant Stephen Williams. And some primary schools across the island were presented with fruits as the Kiwanis Club of Barbados North hosted a Fruit Day. And president of the club, Michael Archer, says the initiative is in support of the recently implemented school nutrition policy.
We presented fruits to 3 primary schools in northern parishes. The schools presented were St. James Primary, we gave to 78 children, Half Moon Primary, 45, North Saints Primary, 40. The fruits presented to children included apples, oranges, tangerines, and bananas. Each child received 2 fruits of their choice. All the children seemed very enthusiastic. Now, all the principals expressed appreciation of our gesture and kids are looking forward to continued support from our North Club.
The president of the Kiwanis Club of Barbados North, Michael Archer, who appeals to corporate Barbados and the general public to support give-back initiatives. The director of the Pan-American Health Organization, Dr. Jabez Barbosa, has urged Caribbean and other ministers of health and high-level delegates at the World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland, to utilize all available knowledge and resources to ensure that people's health is placed at the very center of the global response to future pandemics and emergencies. And the leader of a far-right militia has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the U.S. Capitol riot. Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, was convicted on charges of seditious, conspiracy, and other crimes. Rhodes stayed outside the capital on the 6th of January 2021, but coordinated with militia members who stormed the building. The sentence is the longest yet given to a capital rioter. Prosecutors had asked for 25 years. In the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News, the central bank governor announces an $80,000 contribution to the National Cultural Foundation, an increase of 40%. The Attorney General says violent crimes are costing government a substantial amount of money. A young Democrat raises issue with a child protection bill, stressing it could increase the workload on the magistrate's court. And a former senior fire officer disagrees with the fire service's decision to move away from Bridgetown. And a militia leader is sentenced to 18 years for the riot at the Capitol building in Washington. 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of One Caribbean Media. I am Maurice Norville. Next edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News at 8:30 this morning.